Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/trygreenlight. That's greenlight.com/trygreenlight.
Welcome to Sinisterhood's first mini-sode. Today we're going to review our trip to the Dallas Psychic Fair. Christy, how was it?
Oh, well, out of a rating of 1 to 10 skulls, I'm going to give it a 9.
We're getting 9 out of 10
I'm
skulls.
I had a really good time.
I did too.
It was right up my alley. Like everything... I even said this there, like everything I'm into was under one roof pretty much. If I'd had my daughter and husband with me, I would have just been like, okay, we just live here now.
Yeah, this is our home.
Yeah.
For one low price of $7.
Or five if you have a coupon.
There were coupons. We didn't get a coupon.
I know.
I feel like a jackass.
We should have got a coupon.
I will say, yeah, you drive to Farmers Branch, so 635 to Midway. This is for Dallasites. If you're not from Dallas, I mean, it is what it is, but I'm sure there's a similar psychic fair in your town.
Yes.
And you pay $5 to $7 to get in, and then there's a big room. It's called the Dallas Event Center, and there's three halls, Hall A, B, and C, and we were in Hall A, and it's a big open room, and they have little tables all around the perimeter on the outside, and those are the psychics, and there's clairvoyants, there's mediums, tarot readers, aura readers, and they do, what'd you say, the
Reiki healing?
Reiki healing. And then in the center, there are vendors. And so you can purchase crystals and paintings with like a soul painting.
Yes. This woman would do a psychic reading on you, but then also channel like the angels that guide you and do a custom painting
based on that. There was also a person there taking aura photos. So there was like a camera set up, and then he would offer to read your aura through photography.
They also had some delicious all gluten-free snacks that Heather was very appreciative of.
Yes, because I can't always eat anything. And so I was like, okay, well, what I looked at the list of types of psychics that they had, and I was like, okay, I want one that's going to be clairvoyant and then also like read cards and do astrology. That's the one we both did, and that was awesome. But if you don't know, they have like a Wheel of Fortune wheel that you can spin, or like,
I didn't even see that.
Oh yeah, I took a picture.
What?
And then they have it says unclear about what type of reading or not sure which reader to see. You can honor your inner guidance by either choosing a card off the table or spinning the wheel.
And that's very cool.
Yeah, it tells you which one to go to.
Yeah. So you purchase at this table. They have some people. They have like a big board set up that tells you who's available, which psychic at which time.
It's like booking.
Yes. And then you book them there. You can also book, which we did, tickets to get into the gallery reading, which was probably 20 to 30 people were in there, and the woman who...
Oh, I counted there was 18 people.
18 people. The main woman who is in charge of the Dallas Psychic Fair, who started this, does a kind of like John Edwards-style reading, where she just allows her spirit guides to point her at different people that they're guiding her towards, and then she would maybe do a reading for you right there, maybe not, but they pointed out that even if you didn't get an individual reading, if you were in that room and you felt like something that was said spoke to you or resonated with you, that you should still take that, because there was a reason all of us were in that room together today.
But that was the day that you chose to go, and that yeah. was the room you were in and where you were sitting and all
which
that.
I really felt was true based on when we get into the what was said in there, like based on the readings that happened and how like the one right after us still pertained to me. Mm-hmm. I feel like we were all there for a reason.
And I'll say for skeptics, that gallery reading was like 50% she was channeling the spirit guides, and like 50% she just gives really good advice. Yeah. Like she just, even if it wasn't coming from spirit guides, like one of the people, she's like, you should eat like more natural food yeah. and like less preservatives.
That's just good.
It's just good advice. And another one was like a mom that was really upset about what her kids were thinking. And she's like, you can't like let
and
your
her kids were sitting right there.
Her kids were like teenage girls.
Mortified.
Yeah, they were mortified teenage girls. But the woman running the reading was like, you know, you can't let your kids control mm-hmm. your life. Like they chose you as their mom and you have to like be an example for them and you can't worry about what they think about you. And another guy had started a job and she's like, you know, you just need to have confidence and you're going to do well at your job. So she was also just like really soothing to talk to.
She was very soothing. She had like a calming presence about her, super. But also like friendly and energetic and bubbly.
And she was super, you know, open. You could tell she was like open to listening to what mm-hmm. people were saying and like yeah. their reactions.
Yeah,
and stuff.
You felt like you were having a one-on-one connection with her when she was talking.
So she picked Christy.
She did.
Out of
she
the
did.
Audience.
She, it was, Heather and I were sitting in the front row. She talked to probably 5 or 6 people before it came to me.
I looked at the recording. Yours started 49 minutes into an hour-long session.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
So maybe even more than that. But what was interesting is when she came to me, she looked at me and she was like, thank you for thank you for being so patient. They're really appreciative you were so patient. And the whole time I had been feeling like, God, I wish she would pick me. I just wish she would come over here. I just want to know some stuff. But everything she said to me was so positive, and everyone's kind of before that wasn't that. I mean, it was there was some positive, but it was also kind like of. A lot of like, you're kind of in turmoil, you're not sure what to do.
I will say her one go-to thing would be like, you have some digestive issues. And I was like,
which she didn't say to me, which she should have. And I did not give her any information. Like we didn't talk to anybody before we went in there or anything like that. Or even during the reading, I didn't give her any information that would prompt her to say other stuff. But she said that, well, first she said, you are a strong woman and everyone in this room could learn from you and we should all be doing what you're doing. And
she's like, take charge, sister.
Thank you very much. And she said, you are right. And I was like, well,
I'm aware.
Tell my husband. But she kept saying, you're right. You're doing the right thing.
She's like, follow the path that you're going on. She said you were going to come into a lot of money.
Yeah.
And that you should take a vacation in March.
Yes.
So, Tommy, start booking something.
Yes. She said that twice, too.
She's like, did I tell you to take a vacation in
yeah.
March?
Take we got to take a vacation in
take
March.
One.
She said that I was going to be very successful at what I was doing. She said that.
And what we're doing right now is the podcast.
Yes.
So.
And hey. The whole time. And I was interpreting all of this to mean that she's talking about the podcast. But she kept talking about, like, how I don't feel like I have to live, like, the normal life. And as long as I'm doing what is creative and, like, fills my passion and soul, that the money will come and I'll be very successful, which is what I'm doing.
Yep.
So I felt very good about it.
It was a good reading. She read your impatience, but she obviously did not read mine because she did not talk to me in the overall meeting.
No, she didn't. But she did say, like we said, that things can still pertain to you. And I do feel like everything she was saying to me could also apply to you.
Well, and then also, so she finished with you and she turns to another lady 3 rows back and she says, you know, I feel like you're really tightly wound and that you really need to play a little bit more. And we were...
She kept saying that to me.
That too.
She said, you need to play. Just do what you love. Play, play, play.
Play, play, play. So then she's like standing in the center of the room and Christy and I are to her left and this woman's kind of directly in front of her. And the woman goes, you know, it's really good for your brain. You know, like, you know, when people improvise, and she gestured to the left and kind of looked to the left at me and Christy. Obviously, we didn't tell her we were improvisers.
No.
We didn't mention improv. She goes, it's like when people are, you know, do improv, like Saturday Night Live. And she kind of points at us and Christy she's like, and we're both like, and we're like, we're improvisers. And she was like, oh my God, really? That's so hard. Like, good for you.
Yeah.
But it was interesting to see her genuine reaction of like, oh, like she just, when she mentioned improv, pointed at us.
Yeah. Well, because she had said to the woman, are you involved in the theater?
Yes.
And the woman was like, yeah, I've done a lot of behind the scenes stuff. And she's like, you need to get back into that. You need to let go of stuff. You're judging yourself. It was all very improv related. And then when I was
and she told the lady, she goes, say yes.
Yes.
Say yes. Say yes. Before we were like, oh, we're improvisers. She's like, you got to say yes. Say yes to life. And we're like, oh, shit. She's talking about us.
And she said there was a reason that her reading came right after mine is because we're intertwined in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess really everyone in that room was. I always think about that, like, with anything. Like, if one person hadn't been in that room, it would have changed everything.
Yeah. It would have been different. You know?
So it was, I really enjoyed it. I felt, of course, very good about everything she said. And then we each did individual readings. We did the same psychic.
I will say, before we get to the individual readings, this is just a thing that you couldn't make up.
Oh.
The hall, like I said, we have hall A, B, and C. So hall A was where the fair part was, where there all the psychics are around the edge and then the vendors in the middle. Hall C was where the individual, or where the gallery reading was. Hall B, there was a children's birthday party with bounce houses going on. And so during
a pinata and a lot of cake and food set up.
Everyone was having a great time and just squealing and hollering while we were doing the gallery reading. So we walked back past the kids' birthday party, back to the fair, and then you have your little card and you go up to the psychic. But before we did our reading, we shopped a little bit.
We did, yeah. Heather got some crystals.
I did. I bought a rose quartz crystal and a
opalite
crystal.
And a regular quartz.
The lady gave me, she gave me a tip. She's like, take a picture of the cards.
That was a really good tip.
So rose quartz is for love, the heart chakra, and emotional flexibility. Mm-hmm. The clear quartz crystal is for amplifying energy to use with other stones to increase their effectiveness, clearing and very healing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the opalite improves communication on all levels and clears psychic blockages.
And I said, because the crystals were like all in these little wooden boxes on this table. And she's like, I don't know which one to get. And I said, just pick whatever you're being drawn to.
And I was drawn to
this. It was very
this.
Interesting that those were the ones you were drawn to based on everything that came in your readings.
Yes. And the reading
pertained to those very much.
The reading floored me from Sylvia.
Sylvia was great. Okay, so her last name on the card is ESP. That's got to not be her
last name. I think that that's not her last name.
Is that just what she does?
Maybe that's what she has.
Okay. But she was great.
Phenomenal.
Very, like, approachable, personable woman, just a normal person.
She was kind. I liked it because not only was she kind of kind and open, but she's like, clearly she has experience because she wasn't stuttering or like stammering. She's very like, okay, step one, what's your birthday?
Yeah.
She writes down your birthday, you know, you write the month, the day, the year, and then she does math and numerology and then tells you what that number pertains to. Mm-hmm. So for me, she wrote my birthday down, added it together, and she goes, whew, you are busy.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh yeah. And she goes, you have lots of projects going on. She's like, you have work, you have creative projects, you have, I've never seen a woman so busy, which is very accurate.
It's because 100% accurate.
100% of the time, and then I do the podcast and I do shows, and she's like, oh my gosh, yeah. She told me that don't make any big purchases or decisions. I was thinking about buying a house, and she said, do not do it because Venus is in retrograde. So she mixed the numerology of the birthday. She mixed my star sign, which is Scorpio. She was like, you know, there are other star signs. She's like, I can see these presents in your life, and was describing people from my life. And then she also said that the best time for me to do things were certain dates. So she's like, oh, for work, you'll have work will get, it's fine now, but it'll actually get really good in January.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, don't make a house purchase until like December because of these reasons.
And what day was it?
December 7th.
Which is your mom's birthday.
So apparently I'm not supposed to buy a house till then. She said I'll get good results from projects in like 2 days.
And yeah, I'm excited to see what that is.
And I'll get good results from another project in like 2 weeks. And that she was giving me tips on my love life and things to look for.
Very accurate.
Very accurate tips on my love life. Very accurate descriptions of things going on in my love life. Mm-hmm. It was very spot on. She named a friend. She's like, oh, there's a person in your life that looks like this and is this age. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's my friend. And yeah, super accurate descriptions. And then she gave me some certain dates to look out for of like, this day will be a window into what your future would be like with this person. It's depending.
Very interesting.
Yeah. She goes, it's like a movie trailer for your future, like whatever that day is, based on, she had this book that had basically on one, you know, it basically said longitudes and latitudes, and it's based on like birthdays. Mm-hmm. And then she'll look up, if you tell her somebody's birthday in your life, she can look up and see, you know, where you match with this person. And she's like, you know, you knew this person in a past life.
You had a lot of past lives.
Yeah. She's like, you've known each other in 7 to 8 past lives and all this stuff. And it was just so fascinating. And she said that the big, like a major event in my life coming up in my love life will be New Year's Eve party.
Yeah.
Which would be like Harry Met Sally. Are you kidding me?
Oh, very.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Done so.
Also, I hope I'm at that party.
Same.
We got a plan to be at the same party.
So yeah. So she said those are you know, like this person, you were a guru in the past life, which creates like a really strong connection or whatever. So she had a lot of very accurate things in the beginning, and she had cards. So I sat down, I gave her my birthday. She did the number, and then I took, and the same thing happened with Christy. Shuffle the card deck.
The tarot cards.
Were those tarot cards? Mm-hmm. Okay. Shuffle the tarot cards because they were like playing card
size.
Yeah,
they were just a different size.
And then put your hands on them and put your energy into them. And then she spread them out. And then she read based on the spread. She did like a full deck spread. Yeah,
she like would turn all of them over.
In a certain order.
Yeah.
And then she knew based upon where they were at, like how they mm-hmm. were connected.
And she would pull one out and it might be like, this represents you. And then cards that were like touching it. Would be like, this is really close to you, so that's how I know it's going to happen soon, or it's more strong.
Yeah, so yeah.
It was really interesting.
She was so spot on with mine, and then we switched seats, and then Christy got a reading.
Yes, mine was also very accurate and echoed a lot of what had happened in the gallery reading.
Yes,
and they did not talk during.
No,
the
they
break.
Would not. Yeah, no, they would not.
There was no. If they had gone to those links to like try and pull one over, that would have been
deserve
impressive.
It. Yeah, they deserve every dollar.
Oh, another thing they she asked both of us. What, and I meant to ask her why it was relevant, but she said, do you tan in the sun or do you get red?
Yes, she asked me that.
Yeah.
And I said,
and we both said we get red. So I don't know what that was relevant about, but she, in addition to like, what's your birthday, she asked that. But yeah, she gave me a lot of the same information that I'm on the right creative path, that things are going to just keep getting better and better. The most interesting thing is, at the end of this year, things will all start to blow up very quickly. And by the end of 2020, she said it's never happened before, but all of the planets will be correctly aligned in my house.
And then
so
it'll all work out.
She used Bill Gates rich, guys. She said Bill Gates
share rich. The podcast. We're trying to get Bill Gates rich. Yeah, she said, she's like, this is unprecedented in your life. I did like how she said, you know, what you're doing and you're working hard on it, that's fine, but you really, really need to focus on the creative part.
Yeah, she kept saying...
it's in the Jupiter house, and she said, it's like Madonna. You're similar to Madonna.
That's in so many ways.
I mean, come on. And yeah, she said that you're similar to Madonna and that you have that creative house and that you really need to, if you focus your energy into that, that's like where the success will
come. Yeah, she said, don't get caught up in like... numbers or how you can be successful. Just keep focusing on how you can be the most creative and then everything else will fall into place.
She was so accurate. I'm like addicted and I will go next month.
That's a good point. It's the first Sunday of every month is when the Dallas Psychic Fair is held from
11:30 a.m. till 6 p.m.
Yes. I mean, we were there for like 3 hours. We could have been there even longer.
Oh,
do more readings.
Or like looked at more. Like, because we kind of looked at vendors, but we didn't spend too much time on it because we wanted to do the gallery reading and then the crystals and everything. So, and also the woman in the gallery reading said to make sure to charge my crystals, which mm-hmm. I knew from you and Darcy taught me previously. Mm-hmm. So I got to make sure I put these bad boys out in the
You can put them under the moonlight. Yeah.
Yeah, put them in
the
moonlight.
That'll work. So all in all, it was... a very positive, good experience. Oh, she also gave me specific date. November 6th. Starting November 6th for 18 months after, she kept saying how important it was for me to put family first. Because Capricorns, like she said, are very achievement-based mm-hmm. and oriented, and that's how they feel successful. But she said for November 6th for 18 months... I have to put my family first in order for everything, which I feel like I always put my
family first
anyways, but maybe something will happen where it will be even like
you have to
more
choose.
Apparent.
If you have to choose between doing a show
Ella and the podcast.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry, Ella.
I'm sorry, Ella. It was nice knowing you, kid.
She also said, the last week of December, the first week of January, to slow down.
Yes.
Because there could be a car accident if I don't. So I will not be leaving my house from the last week of December through the first week of January.
You're going to be ordering Amazon and Uber Eats.
Hell yes.
Never leaving.
Yeah. She also said I would be lucky in some money, but it wouldn't be a lot.
Did you win a scratch off?
Might win a scratch off. So I'll have to have Tommy go to the store and buy me a bunch of scratch offs so I can sit in the house and scratch them
off.
Yeah,
she said, just slow down. Promise me you'll slow down. And then when you asked about the podcast, because for my whole reading, pretty much, she consulted the tarot, mm-hmm. my numerology of my birthday, other people's birthdays, and then the book. Like, she had a book that showed, like, longitude and latitudes and how...
That book looked crazy.
It looked so cool. But, like, I would buy it, but I wouldn't know how to
use
it.
Yeah, I don't know how to
use it. I'll just go to her. It'll be fine. And then she would compare and say, like, oh, you're this person's karma, or, like, mm-hmm. you knew this person in a past life, like, based on these numbers. And it was really fascinating. But then for yours, when you said, oh, like, tell me if this creative endeavor yes. I'm doing is going to pan out, she took your hands and she said, oh, the blue guide is telling me. And she said her spirit guide is...
Blue light.
The blue light.
She kept saying, blue light says, and I was like, are you saying blue light? And she said, yes, that's my guide.
Yeah.
And she looked at my hands. She held both my hands and looked at them, gave me a bunch of numbers. She kind of just started rattling stuff off very quick. She's
oh,
like,
yeah. She said, what's important to the podcast are the following yeah. numbers.
And she, like, listed a bunch of numbers. I'll have to go back and listen to the recording.
I think she said 79.
79 is when I was born.
And she said 74. And then, yeah, so she was...
And she said, and then I see the initials DY, like a Dylan or something like that. One thing she did say in the tarot part of the reading that I'm still trying to figure out is she was very adamant that I'm either having a current argument or will have an argument where I don't speak with someone.
With a blonde man.
A blonde man for several months, but then at the beginning of January, we'll make up.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really have a lot of blonde men in my life, so I don't know what this could be.
Well, it's like I was talking to Maggie yesterday before one of our shows, and she said...
Maggie, who has the haunted nursery.
Super shout out to Maggie.
If you listen to our other episode that comes out today about the Smurl family haunting, we tell another story about Maggie.
Yes, and Maggie was saying that the psychic she's gone to before has told her things, and she's like, that doesn't really make sense, but then in a couple days it makes sense.
God, I'm going to meet some blonde that we just have... She was like, it's a really weird relationship you have. It's very, like, hot and cold and fiery. I'm like, who could this be?
Yeah, so we'll find it. Yeah, she said fiery and icy. And, yeah. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
And then I did another reading.
Yes.
With Catherine Cates, who's a clairvoyant.
Mm-hmm.
And so she held my hands in hers and looked into my eyes, which was, I imagine, very difficult for her because of the face I make, which she kept laughing at. And I was like, I can't.
But you just were looking at her normal.
I said, this is just what my face looks like. And she's just like, I'm sorry, I can't stop laughing.
You were cracking her up.
And she was saying that I'm qualified for my job and that mm-hmm. I shouldn't be stressed out. And that really comedy is my passion. And she's like, you know, you just need to keep pursuing that and you'll be able to travel the country doing it. And... She did say I was a comedian in my past life and I've been jailed for it.
Which I think it could be very possible.
I think it's very
accurate.
She
said you were a smart ass and it got you into trouble
yeah.
where you were jailed.
Yeah, she said you didn't do anything like too horrible, but you know, you did go to jail because she said maybe you like went to, decided to go a little too far with the wrong person or you were like being a smart ass with like a cop or something. Okay, I was like, all right, I could see that happening.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
She said, yeah, you were also a court jester in your past life, which I could also see. And
which
I was like,
was also your nickname from your high school friends.
Yeah, my middle and high school yeah. friends, that's right. And then she did say that she thought that I was, because I go, can you confirm that... Can you confirm that I was a mud person in a past life? Because on the Congregation for the Light yeah. episode, I was very sure I was a mud person. And she goes, yeah, you were a peasant in the past life. I can see that. And she's like, you know, it happens, you know, not everybody was always a peasant. But she's like, you definitely were. And I was like, was I a mud person? And she just kind of laughed in my face.
She goes, what's a mud person?
Yeah, because bless her heart, because why wouldn't she? So she had a lot of good takes. And mm-hmm. And she said
also
that my...
Also gave just good life advice.
Good life advice. And she said that my spirit guide was a funny man who liked to play pranks on me and really liked to kind of tease me, mm-hmm. but also was like watching out for me and like watching over me, which I thought was really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good other reading.
It was a great experience.
Highly recommend the Dallas Psychic Fair.
I would say go. It was awesome. And everyone was super nice. And Heather even said as we were leaving, it was a real mixed bag of people that were there. It was like all sorts of walks of life were there. So,
yeah,
everyone is accepted.
And everyone's just super friendly. When we walked up, we're like, how does this work? And they're like, oh, yeah, like, absolutely. And they welcomed us. So if you go to the Dallas Psychic Fair, you'll find out who you were in your past life. Like me, I found out I was apparently Lenny Bruce. Oh, because she said I was a man.
That's right.
She goes, your most recent past life, you were a man and you were jailed for doing comedy. And I was like, oh, it's fucking Lenny Bruce. Hell yeah. and she's so you find out your past life, you can find out what's coming, and then you can get a group reading and also buy some crystals and get your Reiki healing. Which for those of you who don't know, is you lay on a table and they find the parts of you that are blocked psychically, and they pull it out of you.
Yeah, where you have energy blockages, and then
they pull out your energy blockages. Out.
Yeah, I think they also had just like maybe massages going on. It was a lot of great. Like I said, it was everything I love under one.
Yeah, there's jewelry, salt lamps, and all kinds of stuff. It was great. I definitely want to go back next month so I can see Sylvia again.
Yeah,
because I'm obsessed with her.
And she's there every month, which is great because then you can kind of like see how things have changed.
Oh, I'm going to bring my paper with me and be like, girl, this happened or this did not happen.
Yeah.
But I'm very obsessed with Sylvia. Yeah. Like, cannot wait to see her again.
She was great. And she was just like, she seemed very, like, down to earth. Like, you believed everything she was telling
Absolutely.
You. She didn't seem like she was trying to pull one over.
No, she wasn't bullshitting. And she also, like, if she said a thing and you're like, no, she wasn't like, oh, what about this? She was like, well, that's what it says, so I can't really change it.
She didn't try to backtrack to make it fit what you
And one thing to me, like, she, which I, you know, I think we all need to keep stuff to ourselves. One of the things she kept on saying to me, like, she kind of made not a mistake, but she said something up top and I was like, are you sure? And she's like, no, yeah, it's this. And it was true. Like, I don't want to like give too much away,
sure.
But she called something out that was like so specific that there's, and she's like, well, that's just what the card said.
Oh, I know what you're talking
about. That was like so specific. It's crazy. So I was hooked from the very moment one with Sylvia all the way to moment 15. So all the readings are $20 and you pay up front and you pay a cashier and then you get a little card and then you go to your psychic or whatever.
And then the gallery reading was 10.
I think it was, yeah, it was 10.
10, yeah.
It was 10.
And the psychic readings are 15 minutes each, too.
Yeah, and the gallery reading is an hour.
Yeah. So it was a great time. We will be back there.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Next, in November, the first Sunday of November.
If you want to go with us, tell us. We'll do a group trip.
Oh, that'd be great.
That'd be fun. Yeah. We'll do a Sinisterhood outing, and everybody that wants to go, we can all coordinate and go.
Because that'd be fun.
So fun. I cannot wait to go back and see Sylvia.
Yes. Sylvia, we love you. And
Catherine,
thank you for your
reading, and thanks for the gallery reading, and everybody.
And I don't know the main woman's name.
They told it to me, and I forgot it, and I feel bad because she was great.
She was great,
but she's the one that does the gallery readings every time. I think so. And then after we left the gallery reading, a salsa dancing class went in there.
Oh, is that what that was? I was wondering who went in there. Yeah. I saw them walking around all weird.
It was a salsa class.
That's hilarious.
So thanks so much for listening to our mini-sode. You can follow us on Instagram at Sinisterhood Pod and on Twitter at Sinisterhood Pod, or follow us on Facebook at Sinisterhood. You can follow me on Instagram at Heather versus the World, or on Twitter at MCK versus the World. Christy?
I can be found on Instagram at Christy M. Wallace, or Twitter at Christy or GTFO. As always, the devil rules the airwaves.
Keep it creepy. Sinisterhood. I'm gonna kill you.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.